Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
Welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person here in Tampa, Florida at a CMMC ecosystem event. I have a very fun guest with me today, Leia. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Tell people a little bit about who you are, what you guys do, and then we'll get into some fun questions.
All right. So I'm Leia Caprice Shilabad. I am a CCP, and I'm also a CISM, which, by the way, was my favorite test I ever studied for. I loved that content. I'm the founder of Compliance EIT. We are a managed service provider that specializes in helping companies in the defense industrial base. We also are the creators of the CMMC IT Documentation Toolkit, which is like a how-to implement and maintain a cybersecurity compliance program for CMMC. That includes also policies, plans, procedures, things of that nature. And I love what I do, and I'm so excited to be able to talk about like my most favorite subject to talk about, CMMC.
Well, you are definitely very plugged in. So we go back a ways, and it's we've been having guests on through this conference. It's a busy conference, which is good. And it is fun to have these sit down for a couple minutes conversations and think about where things were years ago and where people are going. And it's just fun to see it come through. And we're exciting times now. People have assessments that are happening. People are passing. They're getting their certifications. And that is a testament to those that take it seriously and work with the right people. So a couple questions I had written down here.
Okay.
Because this came up in conversation with you in the previous. So recommendations, since you're on the MSP, MSSP side, recommendations for those watching that haven't taken that step yet on who they should be reaching out to. What do you recommend they look for to figure out what kind of MSP, MSSP is a good fit for them?
Okay. And I would actually say that what I'm about to suggest is not only good for if you don't have a managed service provider, security or just IT, but also to think about who you currently are working with and if they're going to help you to be able to pass the assessment or if they'll be the reason why you fail. The first thing is that do they know what a customer responsibility matrix is? We used to call it a shared responsibility matrix. So you still hear people say CRM or SRM. Do they know what one is and have they given you one yet? Do you have to ask for it? Or do they know that that's like that has to happen at the very beginning of your engagement? And if they don't have any idea what that is, and they are clearly not plugged into that, it's in the role. It says that. So that's a really bad sign. If they do have one, that's good. Make sure that you are clearly understanding the things that you're supposed to do and the things that they're supposed to do. On the things that they're supposed to do, they're supposed to make sure that they are providing you with a lot of documentation, right? Like they're responsible for those baseline configurations and the documentation around it. They have their own procedures that they need to maintain for things they do for you. That's in the scope of your assessment. So do they have those? By the way, I've been asked before, like people say, well, you know, do I need to have my MSP's documentation? Do I need to have a copy of it? No. You don't need to have a copy on it. Doesn't make sense because we change and modify processes continuously, right? So how we're going to set up a user for you, how we're going to configure a computer, like those things will change over time. So your document, if you have it on your system, it's going to age. They need it on theirs so they can use it. But you have to make sure they have it. So there should be that points of accountability, right? So how often are you meeting with them to make sure that they're actually doing the things they said they're supposed to do in the scope of that contract they have? So what we do with our clients, this is, and you can take and do the same thing if it makes sense for you. We meet with them every quarter during a quarterly risk management meeting, and we are providing that evidence. Like there are a cadence of activities you need to do over time. So part of that is us saying, yes, here are the baseline configurations we're maintaining for you, and they're up to date and accurate. Here is a list of all of the devices that are in scope, and are they the right devices? Here is a list of everybody who's has an account on the system. Are these the right people? Do they have access to the right things? Is there anyone here that's actually not supposed to have access to CUI? Like, we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a report of all the devices that are encrypted with FIPS validated cryptography. You know, like, if you don't have that point of accountability, you just think that they're doing the things they're supposed to, maybe because you have a CRM, but you don't actually know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
assumption world,
right?
Which is very dangerous.
Right.
It's not right. Yeah.
And I mean, you're busy. You're busy.
Right.
You don't want it. Like, how often should you do it? Getting to doing it in the first place. Like, you're not going to if you don't just have those four meetings a year set up with an agenda that you follow, and to be able to make sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And thank you for saying that, because one of the big things that I like to see, and it almost feels elementary, but when you have a list of things to do, it's good to have those meetings and then have the things that got accomplished crossed off.
Yeah.
So the human element is, we are making progress. Sometimes it feels like you're not making that much progress, but you don't realize how much you've done from a certain point in time to the next time, where it's nice to know, hey, we have accomplished these things, and that's good, and we have things to keep going on. People like to see that.
So it's not just progress. It's actually maintaining compliance that gets me, like, these warm and fuzzies inside. So let me tell you the story. We had gotten one of our clients, we had finished the remediation. So we're basically in compliance management, right? Mm-hmm. So in one of our meetings, there's prep we do ahead of time, right? Going in through and doing these checks. We found that there was a test account in Active Directory that one of our engineers had created because they were going to deploy a new piece of software that created a test account that was never deleted. Like, if we didn't have that go every quarter and check these things, like, that might have been there for a really long time. It's small, but that test account shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing these regular compliance checks, like, we keep the environment pristine and compliant, and it does give me those warm and fuzzies. And then at a separate meeting with the same client, when we were going through, like, the people assets and the people that had access to the system and which ones had access to CUI, the president of the company, like, as we're going up the list, he says, whoa, wait a second. This guy, he's not supposed to have access to CUI. Why does he have access to CUI? And I'm, like, sweating a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit. But we do all the right things. So I checked in our change management to see, you know, like, I searched on the guy's name in change management. I found the ticket. I looked at the ticket inside of the ticketing system. And I said, well, you know, your general manager, Bob, mm-hmm. when they asked us to create this guy, he said that in writing here that he needed to have access to that. And Bob was like, oh, man, like, you're right. That was my fault. So it did two things. First of all, like, it showed we have the documentation, we follow our processes, and we need you to verify for us, because we're not going to know. We don't know who's supposed to actually have access to this. And man, when it works, it just feels so good.
Well, I had that written down as compliance management, how important that is. Mm-hmm. It is a program. It's a CUI program. It's a compliance program. So we see it too. We're small businesses are busy, and they feel they have to respond right now. And they get in some tough spots from their customers to demand them to do stuff. And, you know, we do the same thing. I know a lot of people here do. You need to know who's supposed to be in there, who's not. You all of a sudden, 6 or 7, 8 people get added to a system. They only needed it for a day. And then no one takes them out. I mean, that technically is kind of what causes a lot of problems. Is did they really need to do that for one? And if they did they shouldn't be on a 2-year now license commitment for somebody who needed it. Now, do they need it 3 times a year? Maybe, but that's where a lot of small businesses don't have that many. Everyone's wearing so many hats; it's hard for them to control.
Yeah.
And if you give the keys off to someone else, it gets easy. It's an easy thing to do. Add them. Put them in there. So that's good to hear. Compliance management is a big deal. I know mm-hmm. you guys do a good job at that. Where do you see, or do you hope, I should say, is probably a better way to say this. As the year goes on, the program continues to roll out for CMMC. What makes you excited as that goes on? Where you, if you could have it right now, it'd be great. It'd be awesome. But you know, it's just going to take some time. Is there anything that really gets you more warm fuzzies on where you hope things get to in, say, 2025?
You mean like in the rollout of the program?
Yeah, just in general for the space where your customers start to have the lights come on and then they start. Thank you for explaining that kind of stuff. Is there anything that sits at the top of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when, like, I'm very, it's very important to me that everyone in my organization actually understands the controls and what they look like implemented. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. Like, you can read a statement, but what does it actually look like in real life? Mm-hmm. And so we actually, I have a community of MSPs that we're coaching to do this work right so they can be suitable.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And so every, actually today on the 12th, we're going to have our control call where we do that. We go control by control by control.
Sweet.
And sometimes when I talk to a client about what the control actually means, like they kind of don't believe me. They're like, God bless. But it's like, you know, I have my CCP, I've taken the CCA class, and I'm about to sit for my exam. Like, my friends are all assessors and C3POs. Like, I check myself to make sure it's right, you know? But now, you know, as my clients are starting to go through assessment, we have two that are in assessment right now. When they are hearing it in that official assessment that, you know, yes, we had to do it this way because this is the proper way to apply the control. Like, I am getting, feeling like, yes, well, first of all, like, I was right. They're recognizing the value of making sure that you're working with somebody who truly does understand the controls. Mm-hmm. The challenge and maybe the risk associated with you just trying to figure it out yourself. And then also and recognizing that who you choose, like if you choose somebody external to help you, how important that is, that they're really plugged in. I mean, the body of knowledge around this is massive, right? It's massive to understand all the pieces of it and how it works together. So you want to work with people who are well connected in the ecosystem. I hate using the word ecosystem, but you know, they have lots of friends like this. So if there's something where I'm not like, here's a great, for instance, like custom software design is just not my bag, baby. But if I'm working with somebody who's doing custom software design as part of what they're doing, like I have a resource for that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I go tap my resource there. They come in, they make sure that we're giving the right advice. Like I don't want to wander into areas where I'm like, could I potentially get them the right answer? Totally. But I know this person it's like, that is their thing. So you want to work with people who are well connected in the community so that you get the very best information and knowledge.
No, that's great. Well, you're doing great. It's good because it spreads, right? The good in this space, without calling it an ecosystem, does reek. I mean, people like to hear that. The success stories do mean a lot because it's easy to get distracted on the noise and the negativity sometimes, or, you know, like you said, sometimes people claim things and it doesn't work out. So why was that? We don't have enough time for that today. So on the quick 90 minute, no, I was kidding. Thank you for joining. Really appreciate it. And always good to see you. Tell our watchers, listeners, where find more about you guys so they can reach out.
Absolutely. So Compliance EIT's website is www.complianceit.io. If you're interested in the toolkit, it would be getitdoctoolkit.com. Or you could just Google me. I'm sure that somewhere here it says what my name is. I am the only Leia Shilabad on the internet. So if you can't find me to be able to reach out for a question, you probably shouldn't be using the internet.
I like that. We're going to steal that. I'm just kidding. No, that's good. Yes. You are. These events are great. A lot of people here are very active in the community, and opinions matter, experience matters, all that kind of stuff. So thank you again for joining. Really appreciate it. We'll have you on again, maybe more dedicated to some of these topics as things lay out the way they do.
Sweet.
And so enjoy the conference, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.